Celebrating the connection with our pets. This is Animal Radio, featuring your dream team, veterinarian Dr. Debbie White and groomer Joey Villani. And here are your hosts, Hal Abrams and Judy Francis.
Okay, this hour, composer David Tai with music for cats. This guy has developed a whole CD of music. It was designed for your cats to calm them, to relax them. And when you listen to it, and I'll play a cut in just a couple of seconds here. But when you listen to it, you hear purrs, you hear licking, you hear certain notes that he has researched. He knows that these are sounds that cats like.
Wow.
And it's really weird because I've seen like these CDs. I've seen dozens of CDs like this, mm-hmm. to be real honest with you, mm-hmm. But not like this one. In fact, we put this one on in the studio and the cats really tuned into it. It really got their attention. It changed their mood. They relaxed. And it also calmed me. And that's why we're having him on, is because
anybody that can calm Hal is a friend of mine.
I'm not that bad, am I? This guy has sold so many of these CDs that it is suspected that there's a large human contingent that are listening to these CDs, and they're topping the lists on iTunes.
Wow.
So, and in fact, we'll have giveaways of the CDs, and we'll play some of the music coming up in just a few minutes. So if you have a cat, bring them around the radio, and you can see how they react to this music. Also on the show in just a few minutes, we're going to have a guy who's invented, his first invention was toilet seats for cats. That was years ago. But he has a brand new invention. It's a collar for your dog or cat that's made out of a cedar wood. And the fragrance that it gives off, which I think really smells good, by the way, I would be a horrible flea, despite what my ex-wife probably. Fleas and bugs and flying insects, they don't like the smell of this wood. So it acts as a real good flea protector without the chemicals or the pesticides that...
Nice.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah. I like that.
We always have calls. People say, is there something natural we can use mm-hmm. for fleas? Listen up. We will have giveaways today of that in a few minutes. Miss Lori Brooks, what are you working on over there in the newsroom?
Well, something I'm really excited about because, you know, it's pretty rare, I think, that we animal lovers get such a great real life story. And this is in the form of a movie, which opens this weekend.
That's on the way. Let's go to the phones for your calls. It's toll free, 1-866-405-8405. Or you can ask your questions from the free Animal Radio app. Download that puppy now. Let's go to Robin. Hey, Robin, how are you?
I'm doing fine, but I have several questions to ask you.
Okay.
Where are you on the debate between the benefits of canned food versus dried dog food?
For dogs, I guess there's less of a debate with dogs, I should say. With cats, the debate is that canned foods are superior because they're more like their natural diet, higher in moisture content, and especially in an older cat, that's more protective for the kidneys in conditions where they're not taking in as many fluids as they're getting
older. Now, I'm thinking of dogs primarily.
So in dogs, you know, I'd have to say it really depends on the pet's health conditions and what's going on. There's a lot of great dental diets out there that actually have some benefit for dental health. And it's not just slapping a label on the food saying it's good for dental health. It's actually, if it has the Veterinary Oral Health Council seal, then it actually can help to prevent tartar buildup just by that chewing action. So that's one big thing, is that dry food can help with dental conditions and dental buildup. But it really depends a lot on the dog, because I have, and pugs are some dogs that sometimes because of the way that they swallow and gulp, dry food can actually sometimes they'll regurgitate it or vomit it up more readily than if they're eating a canned food. So it kind of depends on what other types of health issues we're dealing with. But for most dogs, I would say dry food is the best for convenience, for dental health, and consistent stool quality.
Is that what you feed your cats, dogs?
I do, yeah. Mine are just on, and every now and then, if there's, you know, something, you know, after a dental cleaning, I'll use canned food, or if we're nursing someone who's sick, I'll go to canned food, mostly for its appetizing nature. But
With cats? Do you feel the same way with cats? Because I know they can get all kinds of kidney problems.
Right, but the idea with cats is that canned food is probably closer to their natural diet than, say, for a dog. So the high-moisture food for a canned product for a cat is actually probably more reasonable as the best way to help maintain their weight and to help, you know, maybe even offset some of those kidney problems later on.
Okay. Robin, you have another question?
I am feeding a diabetic dog some special canned and dried food that I get from the vet. I don't know if it's kosher to mention the brand. But I read the contents, and then I check it with other quality canned dog food, and it just doesn't measure up. Yet that's just what is prescribed. It's a weight maintenance and glucose
control
food.
Yeah,
and I'm wondering, it has all kinds of stuff added into it, but basically the first ingredient in the can is water, and the second is pork liver.
Mm-hmm.
And then it will even go on to specify chicken flavor somewhere. And I'm just thinking that doesn't sound like quality to me.
Yeah. Well, the old comparisons that we have for prescription foods and for just kind of over-the-counter, say, organic foods, if you're trying to compare them, you really cannot put them side by side. And there's a couple of reasons for that. And I know that the foodadvisor.com years ago had horrible things to say about prescription therapeutic diets that are designed for specific health conditions. And the reason is you cannot pull those ingredients and put them side by side with a general food for everyday feeding. Because when we're managing a medical condition, we do have to add things in. We may need to limit some of the different ingredients, but balance them in another way. And that's where veterinary nutrition really comes to play. So for me, if I have a diabetic dog or cat, I really do feel that a prescription diet is going to be the best way to help manage their glucose levels and keep them in consistent levels throughout the day. I don't really get hung up on, you know, is it liver protein or chicken protein or, you know, canned food always has the number one ingredient is water. That's why it's recommended for pets with kidney disease, is because it is 75% water. That's just in nature, canned food. But there's so many good benefits in helping to keep, for a dog, to keep a steady glucose level. We don't want those peaks and valleys that we can see if they're eating food that has, say, gravies, which have maybe more sugar in them, or that have different types of ingredients that may have a higher glycemic index that aren't going to be the best thing for maintaining that. So I hope I answered that. I wouldn't worry about it. I would follow your advice of your veterinarian on that one.
I see. All right. Well, I do throw in a little tiny bit of ground turkey on it.
Because you have to, right? You just have to. Everybody feels that way, right? We all feel we have to doctor our dog's food. And I'm hardcore. I'm a tough mama. I put the food down and they eat it. And So I understand the motivation to want to make food better than it is. And if it makes you feel better and we're not getting overweight, then hey, I won't give you any grief about it.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you. You've been most helpful. I appreciate your input.
Awesome. Well, take care of all the little puggies.
Okay. Thanks again.
Robin just called toll-free at 1-866-405-8405. That's the best way to get through to Dr. Debbie or to Joey Volani, the dog father. You can also ask your questions from the free Animal Radio app for iPhone and Android. This healthy serving of Animal Radio is brought to you by the grain-free Red Barn Naturals canned food for dogs and cats. Did you know it's always made in the USA with natural, functional ingredients to support your pet's optimal health? Learn more over at redbarninc.com. Thank you, Red Barn, for underwriting Animal Radio.
Hello, Animal Radians. It's Robert Semro, your Pet World Insider, here with this week's Animal Radio List, 5 things in the pet world I'm thankful for. Thanksgiving's here, and I find myself once again thinking about how blessed I am to be a part of the pet world. It doesn't matter if you're deeply involved in the pet world or someone who is owned by a pet. Your life is fuller and richer because of it. So in honor of being thankful and acknowledging it, I'm going to share 5 things in the pet world that I'm grateful for this year. To begin with, I'm thankful to have known, been loved by, and to be loved by the wonderful pets in my own family and those that I meet in public. It's truly changed my life in ways that I could have never imagined, and to say it's been a blessing is an understatement. From Sugar to Zoe to our fish, tortoises, and more, our family pets have been as much a member of the family and have had as big an impact on my family as anyone can. So when someone out there wants to knock me or ridicule me for saying I'm a pet parent, I say go ahead. I know I'm blessed to be a pet parent and that my family is blessed to include humans and animals. My pets taught me the true meaning of unconditional love, living in the moment, and to find joy where it may otherwise not exist. Next, I'm thankful for those who care when there are so many to care for. I'm so humbled to meet so many wonderful people who give selflessly and tirelessly to care for homeless pets and pets in need. From those with special needs to those abandoned or lost to causes that impact the well-being and safety of our pets, thank you. You make a difference, and it is appreciated. I'm also grateful for advances in medicine, technology, and information. The advances that we continue to see in the pet world are encouraging and inspiring. Things that may have resulted in different outcomes in the past are being overcome by the use of technology, new medicines, and an open-mindedness that allows for innovation and inspiration. I'm also thankful for those who do what they do because it's their passion. From creating charities to creating products that make a difference, increasingly the pet world is filled with pet-loving folks who are motivated by passion more than profits. They're willing to stand up and say why not instead of accepting what is. They keep the pet world evolving for the better, and I appreciate it. I'm thankful also for all of you who create, speak to, listen, read, write, and share in the pet world. It's no secret that the pet world is a tremendously large community. Still, as a community, we don't often receive the warmth and welcome we should. As humans, we're flawed and individualistic. As part of the pet world, may we come together and cherish what's right and not focus on what's wrong. Let's strive to make the pet world even better, safer, and more enjoyable. Last but not least, thank you to Animal Radio, those who appear on it and those who listen to it. Thank you for being a part of my pet world family. Share what you are grateful for on our Animal Radio Facebook page.
You're listening to Animal Radio. Find us at animalradio.com. Log on, learn more.
What makes a holiday card unforgettable? Personality. And no one makes it easier or more affordable to create a holiday card full of personality than Vistaprint. Right now, get 50% off all custom holiday cards. That means 30 cards start at just $13.99. With hundreds of stunning designs, your personality will shine through with every card you send. Just go to Vistaprint.com today and enter the promo code HOLIDAY to get 30 holiday cards starting at $13.99. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code HOLIDAY.
Welcome to Geico's Motorcycle Meanderings.
Oh man, this is great. I sure saved a lot of money by switching to Geico. I scored some big savings and now I can use their mobile app 24/7 for all sorts of stuff. Life just makes sense now. What doesn't make sense is if a highway splits, it's a fork in the road, then wouldn't the long straight stretch be a knife in the road? And then wouldn't a cul-de-sac be a spoon in the road? What would a spork be?
Geico Motorcycle. Savings that make sense.
I have to get to sleep.
Tom had a stressful day, and now he can't shut down at bedtime.
Need sleep.
To fall asleep fast, millions of people turn to Unisom sleep gels. They're non-habit-forming and quickly help you sleep soundly so you wake recharged. Tom? Unisom sleep gels. A stressful day deserves a restful night. Use as directed. Active ingredient diphenhydramine hydrochloride.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. One click and my job was posted to 100 plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100 plus job sites. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/find. That's ZipRecruiter.com/find.
Are you putting your money into an IRA, pension, or 401k? Then I hope you're prepared to lose 30, 40, 50% or more of your retirement savings. Because it's not a question of if the market crashes again. It's a question of when. It's going to happen. Did you know there is a way you can protect and grow your wealth safely and predictably every single year? The people using this approach didn't lose a penny when the market crashed in 2000 or 2008, and they won't lose a penny in the next crash. In fact, their money will continue to grow safely year in and year out, even when stocks, real estate, and other investments tumble. A free report detailing this savings program is now available. This free report shows how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your retirement in the Wall Street casino. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement. It far outperforms any IRA or 401k. To get this free report, visit bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com. bankonyourself.com.